Hey there, fellow high functioners. Welcome back to the High Functioning Disaster. I am doing a little something different for the month of November. I'm doing a daily audio journal, and I'm calling these episodes Disaster Diaries. And so here is my first entry. So for those who may not know, I have two podcasts. My first one is The High Functioning Disaster, and the other one is Life in the Berry Lane, because I am a bariatric patient who is nearly 2 years post-op Roux-en-Y, gastric bypass surgery. Recently, I've been struggling a lot with my bariatric podcast. I did a recording of my own journey, my own story, and most of it got lost. So what that means is the first episode that I posted, that I published, ended up being pretty much the only audio that was good in the whole recording. And I didn't realize until I went to finish editing. And then I've been trying to figure out how on earth I am going to get that back. Essentially, I can't get it back, not the original. And that feels bad because I felt like it was really, really good. And I know what happened is that, while I was recording, my husband called me from work and I muted my microphone and I muted it from the hub thing that I use for my microphone instead of the microphone mute feature within my recording app, which if I had done that, I would have seen that my mic was muted. And really, there is a visual cue when I talk because there is video while I'm recording. And I can see that when my mic is picking up sound, that is happening. But I didn't pay attention. And so, the bulk of my story was muted, and therefore there's no audio, but you can see my mouth moving if you wanted to watch that, but that would be no fun unless you're into lip reading. And I mean, that can be pretty humorous. So yeah, I've been trying to figure that out. Plus I've been recording episodes and editing episodes for the High Functioning Disaster. That one is pretty demanding on me. Not in a bad way. It's super fun. I love podcasting. But anyway, as far as today goes, I needed rest. When I first woke up, I didn't feel great. Nothing specific. I have a headache, but I'm sure that some Tylenol would have fixed that. But I just didn't feel like me. And so I checked in with myself and I was like, what do you need today, Sasha? And I guess it's, you know, like your spirit tells you what you need. I don't know. So your inner voice, you, the part of you that knows you so well, it said, girl, you need some rest. And I did. So I just rested today and I feel so much better. I feel relaxed. I don't feel stressed out. I've been feeling really stressed out. If you don't listen to the High Functioning Disaster, you might not know that I don't have a job currently. And so therefore I don't have an income. It's incredibly stressful. I lost my job in a reduction in force round from my employer that happened at the beginning of February. And I've been searching for a job since then. I have come close to a job, but no offer. I get interviews, and that's wonderful. But I haven't landed it. And I know that the universe is going to provide for me, and they have, but probably the most stressful thing from the past week happened yesterday. I had to, so my retirement account, my 401k, I had to roll it because I can't leave it I can't leave the money where it was, which is with my employer's workforce. I can't leave it in the workforce account. So I had to spin up my own 401k. And I at least was forward thinking enough for a while that I had a Roth IRA with my employer. And I need some money because, you know, being right at 9 months without a job is tough. And so I need some money because it's getting tight. So when I rolled it, the Roth money, well, actually I have two Roths. I have pre-tax and post-tax. And I have a personal Roth. But that post-tax Roth money went to my personal Roth. So I can take some money from there to help us with expenses and such for now. But Lord of Begordi, I need a job. Yeah. I'm not really one to ask for money, but I'm feeling like, you know, maybe somebody might want to, you know, give a donation. I have Venmo, and I do have a Buy Me a Coffee account, but they take money away from that. So I'll just put my Venmo in the description for the show if you feel so inclined. No pressure. Also, something that would help is in the show notes of all my episodes for the High Functioning Disaster, at least, there's mention that when I'm not podcasting, I am a Scentsy consultant, and I have been for over 10 years. It was 10 years around the middle of August, and I absolutely love Scentsy. So yeah, if you're looking for a side gig, if you love home fragrance and home decor, join up. I'd be happy to sponsor you. Or if you don't want to join up, you want a shopping link, I can set one of those up for you as well. Or you can just make a purchase. But it would be great if, you know, you have a favorite scent, by the way, something I learned today when I checked my email, and I haven't done any work today, so... like I said, I needed rest. But when I checked my email earlier this evening, I saw that there is a special for Scentsy Club. And if you don't know what Scentsy Club is, it's a subscription service. It's on your own. And I totally did not intend to be talking about Scentsy on this, but it is part of my life. And it's actually a pretty significant part of my life. But I was really excited to see that you know, the consumables are what you can get through Scentsy Club, and there's no obligation. You can get things every 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months. You can actually have all three subscriptions at the same time, with different things coming at different times. Or, I mean, if you choose, you could have all the same things coming 1, 2, and 3 months. But anyway, so they have this this special that's only for Scentsy Club. And I was so, so excited about it because it's an always get my bar perk, which is part of Scentsy Club. So if there's a bar that's discontinuing, you can put it in your Scentsy Club and they'll always make it for you. But these are like, these are retired bars that have, most of them have been retired for quite some time. And it's not everything, but it's a lot. And so I was super excited about it. And so anyway, I just wanted to say that. So I did feel super pumped and jazzed about that. And this month, my husband and I are, well, we started using the Miracle Morning when we were reading the book. And then we're also using the Miracle Morning app. And if you're not familiar with it, it is incredible. I actually learned about the Miracle Morning from one of my Scentsy sisters. So a fellow consultant, she talks about it all the time. And so I finally checked it out and I thought, well, this is really cool. I checked it out from Kindle Unlimited, but maybe I checked it out from the library. I can't remember. Anyway, I used the Libby app to get books for my Kindle or to read on my Kindle. And I also have Kindle Unlimited, like a lot of people do. And so I thought that was really cool, but I found that I was wanting to write notes and make scribbles. And so a few weeks ago, I purchased two copies, one for me and one for my husband, so we could each, you know, make notes. And he has a Kindle too, but he can't bring his Kindle to work because he's not allowed to bring any electronics to work, including his cell phone. So he can't bring it in. So yeah, we've been reading that and we've been using the Miracle Morning app, and it has been an incredible thing for me. It's helping me focus on things and I don't know, just feel like I'm more productive when I use it. And so today we started they have journeys, and we started the 30-day journey, which is called A Better Life. And so today was day one, and we have a plan for the month. We're doing a few things, so there's that. And then we're also participating in a No Spend November. And so we have our parameters in place for what it means to not spend money this month. And so I know it's going to be challenging, but it's going to be great. We're also reading Total Money Makeover by, I was going to say Gordon Ramsay, but he's a chef. Dave Ramsay. And then when we're finished with that and we're ready to move on to the next book, we're going to read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And so I'm interested in that. I know that it's set around a growth mindset. So that'll be really cool. I have read, I think it's called Mindset. I'm trying to remember. I read that several years ago. I bought the book and it is a really good book. It's about growth mindset. And I tend to have more of a growth mindset than limiting beliefs. And so, I wish I could remember. I think the author is DeWick. I'm just looking that up. So it is called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And it's called, it's by Carol S. DeWick. And I thought that was an incredibly good book, but I read it a few years ago and I wanted to read something that I hadn't read. I know my husband says he's read The Total Money Makeover before. And so, you know, this is a really difficult time. And so sort of resetting where we are and compared to where we were, and you know, just learning to be in this period of life and, you know, be gracious for what we do have and be in the best place that we can be for, you know, the lower means that we have now compared to what we had previously. I know that it won't be this way forever, but it will be at least for the foreseeable future. I know that I'm not the only one looking for a job, and you know, it's really tough. So I feel really good emotionally and mentally. We are also, I'm trying to think. I think those are the only things we're doing together. But then personally, I am doing a 30-day, I guess it's Payo. So I'm alternating Pilates and yoga. I haven't done any Pilates for, I'm going to go with like 20 years. I only tried it. I lived on my own in an apartment. And I had, I think it was a VHS tape, maybe. I don't know. And I tried it and I didn't like it. But I see, what I see is a lot different. So we paused our gym memberships because, you know, those are a little more on the pricey side. And we have Fit On. Membership. So we use the Fit On app. And so there's some really good looks. They look really good since I haven't practiced them yet. Pilates workouts, and I love yoga. And there's some, I know there are some good yoga workouts in there. And then I also like the high intensity and interval training. So I'm getting good, you know, good workouts through that. And then, so today I did yoga. It was just an easy thing since I needed rest. I just did, you know, back stretching, and it was super gentle, and I'm really proud that I got that in. I'm just learning to shift and pivot where I need to and be okay with letting the plastic and rubber balls drop when they need to drop. Sometimes letting some of those balls drop feels bad, particularly with my Life in the Berry Lane podcast, because I know that I am like 3 or 4 episodes down. And by down, I mean behind. So that feels really bad, but I know that I will get there. Things that filled me today, that filled my cup, was obviously resting. And I really enjoyed watching the IU football game with my husband. He is a huge Indiana University sports fan, and I'm not hugely into sports, but I will watch that with him. And I hold 2 degrees from Indiana University. So I feel like I'm supporting my alma mater. And then we were watching the 7th and final game of the World Series, which I'm not into baseball, and really he's not either, but he seems to have started following baseball a little bit this year. And so I watched some of that with him, and he's finishing that up. And he says he's rooting for Toronto, but if I had it my way, the Mariners would have beat Toronto, and then they would have been in the World Series. But that was not to be. So anyway, other than that, I haven't really done a lot. I haven't really eaten. So since I'm on Mounjaro, I take 7.5 milligrams of Mounjaro each week, and my shot day is Friday. So that was yesterday. And typically I feel nauseous on my shot day and sometimes a little bit on Saturday, but I didn't yesterday. But I've been nauseous today. And since I've been taking the Mounjaro, it's really difficult to eat in general. Even if I don't feel nauseous, I can only eat a few bites of anything. And so I'm typically getting my protein from either protein drinks like Seek, or I really like the Oikos protein shakes. And I'm not talking the drinkable yogurts, which those are good too, but these Oikos protein shakes, I get the vanilla from Costco. They have, I believe it's an 18 pack. And the chocolate ones are available at Sam's Club, but they only have 12 in a pack there. Comparably priced per bottle, I guess, but I like either one, but we only went to Costco last time. And so vanilla it is, and I'm good with that. Also, my mom is less apt to steal my vanilla shakes than the chocolate ones. I tend to get my nutrition from protein drinks. So, but today I'm a little bit behind on that. I'm not going to hit my 80 gram minimum for protein today. I think I'm going to be around 75, so not too far off. I might be able to have, you know, maybe I could do like a small protein thing, like a yogurt, and get all that in. So then my liquids, I'm doing great. I'll hit that. I'm supposed to get at least 80 ounces of fluids a day, and I will get that. So since I've been feeling a bit nauseous, I've been taking in liquids by mostly from, I love the All Sport sugar-free freezer pops. And I eat those particularly whenever I am struggling to get my fluids in. And in Indiana, it is not summertime anymore, but it is not super cold yet, so that's great. So I'm doing okay today, nutrition wise. I'm really proud of myself for listening to my body and resting because I needed rest, for exercising because that was my goal, and finding something gentle and simple that would benefit my whole body, and, you know, just giving myself permission to be and do what I needed. Because honestly, I don't always do that. And so I'm trying to think if there's anything major that happened today that I'm forgetting about, but really there's not anything major that happened since it was a super, super low-key day. I know that I'll have more to do tomorrow, but tomorrow will take care of itself when it comes. Until then, I'll see you tomorrow with my disaster diary.